Yesterday, we were discussing the problem of hair growth. When you say psychedism, it's kind of difficult to get around because you're just saying the same thing over and over. We don't even know what we're saying. And there's lots of repetition. And then you use the time for other things. And the Ikaron, these things that you're talking about, psychedism is a wonderful opportunity. You're doing it anyway, might as well use it the way it was meant to be used. And he was discussing, you can go through yourself, that paragraph there on the Samach Gimel that starts with Kagon, and one could die to do a little bit of Hazara there. Just how to open up and learn to hear him, understand what's going on there. David HaMelech wrote it, there's Dvarim there, the whole world history is written in there, everything's in all. You'd like to spend a bit of time on it. There's a power in just saying them as well, for sure. No one's saying don't say it just because you're not doing that, for sure. But we have to, it's a very powerful tool and it's worthwhile getting in touch with it. The bottom of Samach Gimel Agatzmacha, Mihira, imagine for yourself today, it's not such a far-fetched imagination. You get a private spaceship. And you can go around in the shemayim there. You can go do your little tulim and whatever, yeah? Cost a bit of money. You know, if you've got money, you can travel. And today, people are doing such things. Do you think that the Shemesh and the Yireh there, when you get up there to see what it looks like, will it look like it looks to you from here? The sun and the moon don't look that different. And in fact, there was a time where they looked identical. There was a time where you couldn't tell the difference between the sun and the moon. You know that. When the sun and the moon, when they were the same size, so the moon reflected the sun exactly. That's what happened before the Meyutah Shel HaLevona, yeah? What happened before the Meyutah of the Yireh?
Right.
The Yireh complained. So Hashem said, okay, I'm going to make you small. Before that happened, how did the sun look? How did the moon look? The moon was also reflecting the light of the sun there. The moon never had its own light. The moon was always reflecting the sun. But when you looked at the moon, you could have thought it was the sun. It's reflecting it perfectly. It doesn't reflect it perfectly. Today, when you look at the moon, you see a moon. What are you seeing? You're not seeing a moon. You're seeing the light of the sun, no? But you know there's a moon there. That's the problem. That's why we daven that we can get back to the point where we fly the mute. Every time we say Kiddush Levana, we're davening for that. It's the only place in the Torah I know where we're davening to go back to something from Maaseh Bereishis. We're davening to go back to before the Churban, Kadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, Sheva Brochos, maybe. Okay. And so that was part of the miracle as well. So there wasn't not so. There was Meshech, there was a thing called darkness, and there was a moon, and how it works, I don't know, but that's what Chazal tell us. And it's Posh, it's Sfaru from the Pesukim. That's what it looked like. I'll respond, it was an exact reflection. When you look in the mirror, you don't see something else, you see the thing. The moon was an exact reflection of the sun that we want to get back to. Anyway, that's another whole shiur. We spoke about that here once. I spoke about that here. We gave that shiur already. Okay. Anyway, today, if you go to the moon, when you finish with the moon, you'll have a cheshek to go to the sun as well, because it's not exactly the same as the moon. Whatever that word is.
Chofetz.
You wouldn't desire the tal b'meroimim lifgosh. It's Michal the Gabriel. You wouldn't want to go up there even further to the meroimim, above the seven heavens. I saw the moon. No, seven. How much can you travel? I'm going out. You know? Yeah, but you go meet Michal Gabriel. Any chayshek. Said it already. Been there, seen it, done it. No, you wouldn't. Machadash po. Rekvar yitis Hashem shesereh. Varashekol dover sham hu oilam mole shayni beyefig vetsmusa bekol oilam acher. If you ever looked at pictures that are coming back from what's up there today, there's a sun and the moon pale in comparison to what's out there. Pales into comparison to what's out ואינך נכנס לבול השני, ובזה יציר ההרגש צריך שיהיה תמיד מזמור. That's how you have to feel when you're saying Tehillim. The same as you would if you were traveling around the heavens, and you wouldn't get tired or bored of it, because when you know what you're saying, you understand what it means, and you're connecting to it, and you're using your dimyon and your seichel, like we said yesterday, then it takes on a whole different light. That's the key. Break it down into little pieces. Hashem. How many times do we say it? Hashem. Just 1 second. Stop 1 second. What is hoidah? Yosher koyach l'Hashem al ha'enayim, al ha'oznayim, al ha'chayim, al ha'panos, al ha'pratim, ein sof. What is hoidah? Thank you, Hashem, for everything. But break it down. What is the everything? Like I said the other day, write down a list of all those things that you have that you don't take pleasure from. We're not going to chorus a toy yet. It's a pleasure of having them. Then you have a chorus of toy. You're going to appreciate them. What are you saying thank you for? You don't enjoy having us, so why are you grateful that you could ask? Well, you don't enjoy them, so what you have to be grateful for? No, you first have to know how to enjoy the things Hashem gives you. And then you can say, Yosher Koyach, for your eyes, your ears, your life, your panasa, everything, ain't soft. That's all in Hoidu Hashem. How long does it take you to say Psukah de Zimra now? Hoidu Hashem keeps you busy for 15 minutes. Sorry, where was I? Koru b'shmai. What's Koru b'shmai? Hoidu Hashem, Koru b'shmai. Akshav, I know Isaac Bohido. I'm not dealing with a door anymore. Omeres lefana avoider, lisuga chela gamre. Now there's a whole new type of avoider here. Likro vishmai shela kodesh boruchu. We'll see when we get to Kriya and what was the other one? There's Kriya. Kriya is the ikka filo when you kriya b'shem. We'll see when we get there. Ve'on Hashem apanav v'yikro. Kriya means b'shem. Koru b'shmoi, likro b'shmoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oimedu b'niyane al migdal gavur v'kayre livnadam. Do kuyesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's standing on this big tower and he's screaming to the world. There's an abrayt shloilam. There's a Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Hoidiu ba'amim. Again, two words. Stop. V'stoyev hu achshav b'dimyane ba'ilam. He's now traveling all over the world in his dimyan. Hoylech ne New York, le London, the Moskva, le Hodu, le Sin, kol gova elam. Umazbilim, umadilim, bayir ma'is Hashem. Tel Aviv also start there. You don't have to leave the country. Just go to old Beit Shemesh. Plenty of work to do if you want to. Hodiyah ba'amim, let people know there's a rabbi shalom. In the Dibya, this is not so good as ever. Okay, sorry, don't get it. So he says, yeah, you're only talking to the Amim, not to Klal Yisrael. We'll get to Klal Yisrael. They never heard about the Gedul of the Boyre yet. You teach him a perek of Shara Bechina. Shiruloi, Achshav, Chozu, Lebeisoi, Matchil Ba'avoida Chadosh, and Ashir. Now he comes home and he starts a whole new Avoida. Shira. Zomruloi, Achshav Mizmo, Mezamehul Hashem. What's it between Shira and Zmira? Oh, Shira, he lo Zimra, the Zimra, who lo Shira. You mean Zimra, Shira, Zimra, Shira, it's all the same thing. No, they're very different. Mizmo, Shir, Shir, Mizmo. What happened here? Probably just random. There's a thing called Shira. There's a thing called Zmira. Sometimes Shira comes to be sold Zmira. Sometimes Zmira comes to be sold Shira. Sometimes you don't have Zmira. You don't have Shira. Sometimes you have Shira. You don't have Zmira. What are they? Stichu b'chol nifloisov. Now he's not singing anymore. Kva enu sha, enu mezame. Rak yoshivu b'otobus v'sach ala yoshiv. Well, yeah, he's sitting on the bus and he's telling the guy next to him about Hashem. You tell him, you heard this pillar. He's holding up a shame, Kotshoi. Maybe Gaivosa Vichidoi. Aimuyodata Mihuzesha Osa Pelase? Abba Lashili, you know who made this miracle? The Abba Shili. Ken, Kapshuto, Shili, Elokai, my God is my Abba. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu is my father. He must be the king as well, my father. He also told me his door's open 24 hours a day. Whenever you want me, just come in. You don't have to phone the secretary. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't need a lawyer. You don't have to fill in a form. You want to talk to me? I'm here. Talk to me whenever you want. 24/7. Whatever I can do that's good for you, what I can help you with, I'll do for you. Whatever you want. That's the whole of Tehillim. All of that. The way David HaMelech ordered and put together the Shvachim and how he did it. You start getting used to it. It's obviously like we started in the beginning. The preparation has to take place before you sit down when you stand the foot over there. But you start mitragelling to this. You say Tehillim on Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, whenever you do your Tehillim and whatever. Well, so you start. You don't have to do a lot. Just slowly start looking a little bit here, a little bit there. Then you'll get it like this. You start cupping it if you put in the effort. You'll see awesome chidushim in your tefillah, but call pasuk for pasuk. Ukacha b'kol yom v'yom yezmanim shemitpalel b'hem zmanim shel tainug v'dveikus gedoyle v'simcha b'Hashem. I promise you, I guarantee it. Money back guaranteed. You put 5 minutes a day into doing this. 5 is too long. Start with 2, 3. Just one pasuk a day in Tehillim. Do this. You'll see what Seyad Shema you get. You do it, you'll see what starts opening up for you. Come back after a month and tell me I'm lying. Go if you want, it doesn't matter. 50 capital to Tehillim says, what Tehillim do you say anyway? You never say to Tehillim the whole week anyway. So take one capital to Tehillim. You know what? Give me one second. There's a cloud before this that you'll have to 1 second. Let me just finish here and then we'll talk about this. Another sugar. One second. The whole new world will open up in front of you. How do you do this? The Maisa, yeah, generally speaking, I'll get to the specifics, but generally speaking, we're dealing with the sugya of Bakias and Iyun. Iyun and Bakias and Iyun. Right? Very simple. There's much more to Iyun and Bakias in this, but very simply, Iyun is the deep depth of understanding things at their depth. And Bakias is covering ground and knowing things generally. Yeah. So let's say you want to master Sefer Tehillim. You want to become a bok here and you want to write the Pirush on Sefer Tehillim. No reason not to do that. I'll tell you a story afterwards. I'll give you the chizuk to do it. How'd you go? If you start going through all the Tehillim, you're not going to get the depth. You're going to miss the whole point. If you start learning Ba'iyun, you start understanding it, you're probably not going to get past the first capital. And what about the other 149? So what do you do? Iyun and Bakir say the same thing, Remaisin. You start learning one capital, Ba'iyun, in depth. You start getting into the nuances and the subtleties and what does it mean and what this and how the structure. You start getting into the whole story, yeah? And then you start doing the rest of Bakir's. They start feeding into each other. How? What you're learning Ba'iyun gives you a whole new insight into how to look at Tehillim. So when you're learning Bakias, you know, looking at the Tehillim or whatever it is you're learning, not the Bakias, could be anywhere. You start picking up things. You notice, there's that, you're getting it quickly. The more ground you cover, the more tools you're picking up, the more understanding you're picking up, it feeds into your Iyun. Until eventually you come to the whole Sefer Tehillim, Bakias and Ba'iyun, or whatever else is you do. So you pick one and you start with it. The rest you just say, like you've been saying up to now. You say to him. Yeah? There's one capital you're saying anyway. Some stage of the day, you're saying one capital. You don't want to do this every day. Start with L'chadodi. Start with Kabbalah Shabbos. You say you're not in a hurry. You're not going anywhere. You've got time. Take one One verse of the Chanukah, of Kabbalah Shabbos, don't work in plenty places to work. Don't start with Kuf Yud Tes and say, okay, that's it. You know, I'm not leaving it till I've got Kuf Yud Tes wrapped up. Okay? Well, the Kuf, they're not a bad place to say, because the Psukim are very short and they're all talking about one subject. They're all talking about Torah. So start there, whatever, Lubashande, whatever you're drawn to, whatever you. There's certain people feeling that we're drawn to more than other people. Other people, so start with what you can read. Fine, it's not Yahweh, Yahweh. I'm giving you broader answers. Start. Wherever you're going to start, start. Psukkot HaZimra is a nice time to do it because you're there anyway. But for a lot of people, Psukkot HaZimra is the most rushed time of the day. Because he's rushing to get Tefillah B'Tzibur, and if he doesn't leave out three capitals, he's not gonna get to Tefillah B'Tzibur because he came 10 minutes late. You know, sure. I'm not giving a Musar Shmuz, I'm coming to David on time. You're the kind of guy that gets to David early, and you've got time, and you can say Psukkot HaZimra, Benacha, send slow. Again, you have to know your reality. So don't give the HR excuses not to do it. Find a way to can do it. Tell you, Moedik HaMaisa must have been, I don't know, I'm lying, 30 years ago. I met a Jew who, I'll tell you what he told me. He was the president of his shul in America. Yeah. Yom Kippur, you know, Leil Yom Kippur, whatever, he used to give the talk, the speech. South Africans don't get this. The president of the shul is more important than anybody else in the shul. He sits on the mizrach, you know, with the roof. You know, the South Africans don't get that. You know, there's no president of a shul in South Africa. There's a Rav and he's in charge. You know, that's it. There's no president of the shul and he's the boss. You know, he's paying the Rav salary. But Americans understand what I'm talking about. In England, maybe they don't have it so much either. But Americans understand the president of the shul. He's the head honcho. You know? He tells me he was the president of the shul. When I met this guy, he didn't have no nostril. He only had one nostril. He told me I stood up one Leil Yom Kippur. I was so high on cocaine. Okay. And it suddenly dawned on me the contradiction of what my life was. I'm the president of the shul. I'm standing out there talking, giving people Muslim Leil Yom Kippur, and I'm flying on coke. And he caught himself and he went into rehab and whatever. And I met him, he was already off the drugs, whatever, he was really helping other people, whatever, but he didn't have a nostril. He burnt his nostril from cocaine. Okay. He wrote a pirush on the whole Sefer Tehillim. He had a pirush, an in-depth pirush on the whole Sefer Tehillim. So that's what got him off. That's what got him through. That was his cure. Okay? Was he started looking for a way to survive this milchama that he had. And they lo pashut that milchama. Yeah? Trying to help somebody get him off coke. Lo pashut bichlal. It's Gehenim times 10. He wrote a whole pirush on Sefer Tehillim. You imagine such a thing? That's where he found his soul off. That's where he found his comfort. That's where he found, and he made an Isaac out of it. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do that. You have to find your Isaac where you find your Isaac. Now we're talking about Rina. No, Tehillim is the sugya of Rina. That's where it is. So start there. You don't want to start there. You want to start somewhere else. Start somewhere. What's your neshama drawn to? What you drawn to? Find what you drawn to.
Maybe the Amina. Such a powerful.
That's the pinnacle of the. But we're talking about Zrina. Amina will see something else. Amina will get there when we deal with it. That's what Tfila will see. Remember what we're doing here. We're dividing Tfila into 10 or 12 different types of categories and we specialize in the different. You're right. At the end of the day, you put them all together. But then we're a long way from doing that. Right now, we're just understanding each particular part in the cost, you know. Correct, 100%. I'm not saying not, but we get to Shmoneh Esrei. We'll do Shmoneh Esrei. Right now, we're talking more about the Havana for Rina. Rina as a tefillah in and of itself, without tefillah. You know what I mean? I told you they're not. These categories are not mutually exclusive. They cross over. They sometimes cross over a lot. Yeah. Okay. Let's maybe, we've got a few minutes, let's go one step further. We raised this question already. Let's see if we can start getting to this as Nifla. As very often in Torah, there's trei dinim in everything. There's shira v'zimra. What's the difference between shira and zimra? And when you start becoming aware of this, you'll see how important it is understanding Tehillim. In a shira, what's shira? Let's start with shira. The Bate Shvache HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they sipu dvorim. It's to express your praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by telling about the story, telling what happened, talking about what happened. On Shira Sayyam, the Shira's Devoira, Bachana, Shira Sayyam, what's the Shira? There's hardly any praise there, you know that? There's hardly any thank yous, there's no Hadar, there's almost no Sheva. I'm saying, what happened? Hiruhuzu Amim, the Amim trembled. Shira is, you arouse yourself and you get to a level of arousal by telling over the Maisa. In an Asmira, or Zimra, who are nigun the chokhmas hamutzika shayi halavim bakim bo. Not all the levim, because I'm apostle. I'm apostle levi. You might be a kosher levi. You're a levi, nachon? You're not a levi? Why don't you? You're a levi. You're not a levim here? No, that's it. I'm only levi here. Yeah. There's an old style, if a levi hasn't got a nigun, if it's a mum or not in a levi, I don't know. We'll worry about it. Just, but the Kohen head was a mummy, was a mum, even though he could have done something. I think Rabbi Grossness is off roof. Rosha was on that subject. I remember he doesn't pay me. We're talking 40 years ago. And how long has he been married for? Who's Rabbi Grossness? Yeah. I remember, yeah, was that his off roof? I remember his off roof. Rosha was on this subject about a lady functioning with that for me, the mum. I lost a heavy joke, whatever. So it's another subject. Okay. So those are the two things. There's the telling the story, and then there's the nigun and the music and the that the levim were bekima. They were experts in in music, real music. I'm not talking about the noise I make up here today. I'm talking about proper music. There's an enormous depth. There's a whole mystical depth about Glasses, and those of you who know him, wrote a whole sefer called Kabbalah and Music. It shows like he was a musician. He was also a big makubal. And he lives in Beit Vagan. And he's won prizes for his compositions and whatever. Brilliant musician. And he's also written hundreds of books, whatever. Terrific writer in all languages. And he shows you how music and Kabbalah go together. I once asked him, how can you be so talented in writing and music at the same time? He said, it's the same thing. Putting the letter of the alphabet together exactly the same as putting the notes on this, you know, the seven notes on the musical scale. He said it's exactly the same. There's no difference. And he would show us in his violin. He would come with his violin. You ever met him, Mike? You knew Blessed Son of
God? Oh, that's
yeah. He was a Gemara Rebbe in Yeshiva College, whatever. I had the school of learning with him. Why did he get Talmud of Gemara Lopia, and he learned in Kfar Hasidim. And he's a guy who knows his way around the Kabbalistic mysteries or whatever. Very interesting yet. So he used to show on the music what he was doing in Harlem, what's going to do with Kabbalah, whatever. He wrote a whole book called, if you want to borrow it, I've got it, called Kabbalah and Music or something like that. Which there's Alka music, is my odd modern box. Jewish music today, I mean, you take some music from the African jungles and you put some David Amelech lyrics to it, and that's called Jewish music. And it's called Kabbalah, it's not. It's called Jewish music. You know, Mamash jungle music. Mamash the worst, the lowest of the Beuv of the Bronx. And you attach some, you know, some posuk to it or whatever. Now you're a Jewish frum singer. I am such a Avnah. Or Amiris Halel, She'enu Mefaret Hanisim, She'aleim Oyme Halel Achshav, and the Tzaka Klali Sal Halel Voidel Hashem. Halel, you're not discussing the exact specific things that Hashem did for you at the moment. It's a tzaka, whatever it means. Yeah, klalis, it's a general praise and shevach to Hashem. When last daiti, shemash shenechlach u'gazalim, ika shira bepeh, or ika shira bekli. Is it makleikas in Chazal? What's the ika shira? Is it with your mouth or with a musical instrument? Hainim ika shira imam milim shil psuke ha-toyra, betihilim, shayu oimim alavim b'shiras beis ha-migdash. What's the ika shira? Is it the words? The psukim mashal Torah, the tehillim that the Levim was singing when they sang in the Beis Hamikdash, or ikashira uanigun shayum abases beyoypim the ikah the klishir, or is it the music? They're both. Which is the ikah? Is it the etzem words, the meanings of the words, or is it the nigun that the beauty of the song is based on? Okay, let's pick that up off the Shabbos.
Notion of nigud. Nigud, nigud, nigud.